Network. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, we broke the secret MIAC report that made international news about him saying Ron Paul supporters, people that talk about the banks are terrorists, people that talk about the New World Order, it doesn't exist. I've got photos of the coffin, plastic coffin factory spewing out new coffins. This just came in from a truck driver picking him up to bring him to a FEMA camp. I have the letter right here. I'm not going to tell you what state. This is unbelievable. This is the type of stuff that just pours in. These are confirmed plastic coffins. You know, I may keep Tommy 5 minutes in the next hour, the next time, because I want to get to Mark Taylor and Mike. We'll see if we can do that. Mr. Cryer, you just heard all those clips where they're now admitting all this, while before they said we were dangerous terrorists. Sean Hannity about 5 years ago said arrest anybody that talks about this. Why are they having to admit it now?
I don't think that they are admitting it for the purposes of truth or not. You have to remember that these people are not, you deal in the truth. That's what you have out there on the market. They deal in entertainment. Now, the fact that they are coming out and saying these things mean that they're beginning to recognize that we have grown to the point to where we are an appreciable segment of the audience. So they're having to give us some of our flavor of candy. Now, these guys don't care. They are part of the problem. But the fact that they are speaking to us as though they do is an indication, I think, that we're growing to the point to where we're becoming an undeniable segment of the world, the reality.
Very astute. They're having to respond because we are becoming the majority.
They have to respond because we have become a significant enough portion of society that we become a market. Now, that's all we are. You know, that's whether it's to the government or the mainstream media or to the banking industry or to the, you know, the big business. We are nothing but cattle to be, you know, milked, to be slaughtered, to be exploited. And they are seeing now that we are a market. And that, to me, is an encouraging thing, not because they have admitted or anything, because they don't. They're sitting here, like you said, they're talking about this as though it's a good thing. It's not a good thing. And so, you know, this business of pandering is all that we ever see from the so-called conservative. You know, have you ever heard Hannity, or have you ever heard Limbaugh, or have you ever heard even Dick Morris or any of these others talk about doing something about it? It's all just say, don't kill us so fast. Don't kill us. Oh, you're doing it too quick. Oh, it shouldn't be happening. But they never talk about going back and getting any of our freedom back, do they? All they're doing is giving us an illusion that we have a voice out there.
Well, it's more than that.
The voice isn't with the entertainers. The voice is with the truth tellers like you and like me and like Joe Bannister to get up there and say, this is the truth, folks.
Well, more than that, and I agree with the points you made, and that's certainly part of it. We've made those points. It's also the fact that they see we're growing so fast that they understand they could lose this thing, so they're hedging their bets. And on top of it, because they see our growth rate, and I say we're probably the biggest one group out there. People that don't trust the government know about the New World Order. It's mainstream now. But also, they want to get our confidence so they can slip poison in. That's what Beck does. He'll say, 1 week, I'm going to cover the FEMA coffins. He goes, oh, I found out they're not real. We're going to debunk them when it's in the mainstream, you know, Associated Press. They built the FEMA camps for the people.
Oh, absolutely. You know, just like the New York Times piece that recently ran, I met that guy. He was wanting to do a story on us. What he was wanting to do was a gut slash job. He was wanting to disembowel the movement. He was an interloper. And, you know, that I didn't give him anything. I just walked away and said, if you really want to know, here's the truth. If you want to know anything more about it, call me back. He never called me back. They don't want to know the truth. They just want a story. They're entertainers. You know, now, you know, that's why we've got to get to the people and say, here's where your answers lie. Your answers lie in the truth.
All right, Tommy, Stay with us for a few more minutes because I want to come in and take three calls. We'll plug your Truth Attack stuff that's coming up, and then we're going to let you go. Then I'm going to have my guys in the studio who were at the tent cities in Southern and Central California from Sacramento to L.A. and San Diego. They're grabbing their children, taking their Winnebagos. But the illegal aliens, they're leaving them alone because they are God to the New World Order.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we've got 52 minutes left in this broadcast today. I have breaking FEMA camp news, and I can't give you much of the details because they don't want me to, because it could alert folks to who they are, but I'm allowed to put these photos up on the web. This is not Georgia. This is the fellow, the truck driver, picking up the FEMA coffins. They've got these in Colorado, Georgia, Michigan, Texas, California. Picking them up at the factory, and we know the company. I mean, it's admitted these are mass coffins for CDC, and delivering them to another location. And that's all I'm allowed to tell you. But you know what? Go ahead and give these to Tim or one of the guys in the back. Have the guys scan these in. Don't have Rob do or Jason do it because they're busy making a video map of the one of the big FEMA facilities and then the tent cities where they're forcing them out to the FEMA facility so that this all dovetails. It's coming up at the next segment in about 15 minutes. They'll be with us till the end of the show. I know we got loaded phone lines. We're going to go to Mark Taylor and Mike right now. Just so much is breaking so fast. Give that to Aaron Dykes, and then just tell him to post it, and he'll hear me talk about it. But just basically, a truck driver went and picked them up at the factory making them, and then took them to another facility, and it's outside. It's not Georgia. And that's all we can say. I'm going to see if I can get the truck driver to come on and say more, but he doesn't want to. So, Tommy Crier, I mean, it's like a war room in here every day. There's just so much happening.
Yeah, yeah, and it's accelerating. And that's why we have to accelerate. You know, that's why we have to. You know, Truth Tech has a comprehensive plan. We need funding for a lot of it, but, you know, that we can't implement yet, but we've got a lot going on. We've managed to finally pick up, Liberty Works Radio Network that'll be going, kicking on, mid-April already going on here. I want to personally, by the way, invite InfoWars and you, Alex, to become, Truth Attack Alliance, members of the media sector of Truth Attack's network.
Sure. Is that Liberty Works network that I was on a decade ago with John Kottmeyer?
Yes, sir. But it's coming up. It's going to be all true liberty. It's not going to be entertainment. It's going to be truth. And it's going to have every sector of the freedom movement will be represented on that. It's coming up. We're going on the air. And I can't say exactly where just yet, because the last time we had something lined up, the government stepped in and the two stations we had, we were going to acquire, ran for the tall grass.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, Kottmeyer.
The deal in the middle. It was ready to be signed, and they backed off without reason.
Yeah, well, Kottmeyer's the real deal. He got me on at the height of it, 20 stations, and I mean big ones. And
you know, Kottmeyer's been working very hard on this for the last year and a half, 2 years, trying to revive the network, and we're going to fire it up April 15th. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. Truth Attack will have a drive time show every afternoon of the week. And there'll be a lot of other entertainment. TV Kid's going to be on there. You know how wonderful she is. And it wouldn't be a bad thing for Alex Jones to be on that network, too.
Well, I know Ted's always happy to do that. So if you call Ted, he'll be happy to have the show carried
there. For once, the freedom movement is starting to act together and fold those fingers up into a fist. You know, it's been easy to break our fingers. But when you roll them up into a fist, it gets not only is it hard to break them, but you can start breaking things with that fist. And I've never seen the kind of activity that we've seen this year. Truth Attack has gotten a huge response from across the freedom movement, not just tax honesty issues people, but libertarian people, Constitutional Party people, education people. They all see the value in cutting off the roots of the tree.
Absolutely. Tommy, we're almost out of time. Fire out the website again. We're going to take three calls.
It's truthattack.org, and you can get on there, register for Operation Stop Thief, and receive your free mat pack and free signs if you can get in this week. Next week, we won't be able to send out anything but the materials packages but it's all free. We've supplied the signs. We ship them.
And again, and you go out to the post offices as the slaves go in to Pharaoh to pay their firstborn, basically.
Absolutely, and they have a blast, Alex. I mean, these guys write back, and they're talking about how much fun they're having.
It's fun to fight back. It's fun to stand up.
We push it in the instructions. We're not freedom fighters. We're freedom lovers. And we're celebrating because this is a big step forward towards
what
we want.
We get to be part of the second American Revolution. We don't have a choice. We got to fight the globalists. We're having huge success. Everybody should be more positive, and this is a big part of the solution. Let's take three calls that are specifically for you, then I'll get to everybody else. Mark in Texas, thanks for holding on the air with Tommy Crier, who beat the IRS. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Crier and Mr. Jones, or Alex, thank you for your time. I'm glad to be with y'all. And I have a book from a fellow back in 1960s. His name is Norman F. Dacey. He was a probate, a will and estates person. He was helping people, and he just exposed the whole corrupt system of the judges, lawyers, the whole. And his statement in the beginning of his second chapter of calling probate the ugly side, he said, "Woe unto you lawyers, if you have taken away the not in yourselves, and then that were entering in, you hindered." And I saw that the first paragraph, it says, "In most areas of this country, the probate procedure is a scandal, a form of tribute levied by the legal profession upon the estates of its victims, both living and dead." And it mentioned many of people that were kids that were disabled, and these corrupt people were just constantly taking their money. And having researched all of this significantly, my expertise is in the natural health field for about 20 years, and that was the reason was my original call. But when I noted that y'all were talking about this, when I got little bits of the call when I had my other line, I figured, well, I'd ask a question and see what the fellow here thought about. And I had one other.
Okay, well, I'm gonna let you go. We don't have a lot of time, but specifically, Mr. Cryer, yes, you know, they have this estate tax, and they have the probate, and the lawyers half the time end up in the state as well, stealing all the money.
Well, not exactly. You could make a case for that because you could take exceptions. I've probably handled 400, maybe even 500 estates over the course of my career, and they've always gone through smoothly and nominally. At a nominal expense, and without any siphoning off, the courts aren't doing anything but maybe $100 or $2 for filing fees. Attorneys don't charge that much for an estate. Just
but I have seen the horror stories. No, I mean, my family's
done
the other.
There are horror stories because there are abusive and predatory attorneys out there. And we do have, with respect to the larger estates, we have a very abusive and predatory government out there.
But I do want to warn people. One of the most predatory groups I've seen per capita is the fake patriots that are out there. I call them patriot mythology, and BCRAP is covered. Maybe you can briefly mention it. Per capita, the most abusive thing I've seen, they will sit there and tell people they're setting them up a trust and steal their property. And
exactly.
I'm telling you, I mean, there's a, folks, let me tell you, the most dangerous thing out there is the fake patriot movement. They're not lawyers. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, they're lawyer wannabes, or they call themselves lay lawyers. One guy does. I'm just glad he doesn't wish he was smart enough to have been a brain surgeon. I only operate on my friends just on weekends. But there's a lot of that, and I think a lot of it, too, originates with the government because they're the only ones that benefit from this, from those things. And you've got a lot of people out there that are PAY patriots. That are in it for the business. And as a matter of fact, those will resist those of us who are actually trying to stop, you know, this because they feed off of it.
Folks, I could name you.
The same thing, though, operates with a lot of guys out there selling so-called insurance and trusts to avoid the horrors of probate. And they're charging people $6,000, $10,000, $15,000 to avoid a $750 probate bill.
Yeah, I agree. Folks, watch out. Any charlatan that says, I'll get you out of taxes, you know, let me be the trustee of the trust or my friend. I have watched him, and I've warned people in Austin. They never listen. They get ripped off, and these people all hate me. Boy, you wouldn't believe how much they hate me. But I will not sit here and watch their criminal activity. Let's go ahead and talk to Taylor in Florida. Taylor, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me, man. First of all, I'd like to say thank you for everything that you've been doing, everything that you do for your job on a daily basis. You're brave American who stands for everything American should. Second of all, thank you, Tommy. I really agree with what you're saying about the consolidate. What we really need to do right now is I really have a question. My question is what we really need to do, first of all, is the spread of information is going, like, People are definitely becoming aware, and the scary thing is about it, though, is that who has the mass control of the knowledge of the popular opinion of the worldview of what's going on is now starting to catch on, and like what Alex has been talking about, and they have at this point, if people don't quit being scared of talking about it, because the thing is, people are awake, but people want to live their lives. They don't want to.
That's right.
And the
Trojan horses. I appreciate your call, Glenn Beck and others. They're going to falsely lead people into a false patriot movement. Do you agree, Tommy Cryer?
I do agree. I think that they want to lead us off. They want to, it's misdirection and disinformation, and what they're doing is keeping us off the real track. And basically. What Truth Attack is doing on the consolidation point that the caller made is that we're not trying to take over any movement or anything. All we're doing is saying we're the cavalry, support us, and what we do is take the offensive step, and our object is to take the government, put it back in its box, one tentacle at a time.
And you know a tree by its fruits. You know a tree by, and you and Larry Becraft and Joe Bannister and others have gone into the jaws. You've been arrested. You've defeated the enemy time and time again. You've put out real info that from my own research I know is accurate, and that's why we support you. We're going to have the folks for the next 2 weeks on that I know are for real and bona fide. Tommy Cryer, thanks for being on with us.
Thanks for having me on, Alex. Anytime.
You bet. Good to have you here with us today. Appreciate that. Okay, we're going to break, and then coming up, I'm going to get into the shanty towns all over the country that they're shutting down, grabbing their children, grabbing their cars, not letting them have a job while they live at the shanty town so they can build enough money to get out of it. They take them to these camps where they're basically prisoners. We have eyewitnesses there that work in this office who've just spent 4 days in California, one of the worst areas affected by the implosion, by the depression. Then I'll get into the latest FEMA coffin stuff. Got a big one on that front.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Jason Douglas out there. They're so busy trying to make a map of the shanty towns that they're not in here. But Here they come. Guys, we need to get you on air because the show's, you know, doesn't have much time left here. We've got about 35 minutes of broadcast time left. Ah, yes, there is Rob Dew coming in here and getting in studio with us right now. You don't even need headphones. We're not going to be taking calls. So I want to get both of your reports on what happened. Where is Jason Douglas?
He's on his way. He's on his way, sorry.
It's just a clock waits for no man.
I hear
it's you. It's a thing. Satellites, firing brakes, everything. And you guys did a great job. I wanted to commend you both on. I want to commend you both on air for the great job you've done.
Well, thank you. We were working on a map. We went to Google Maps and downloaded a satellite image, which who should be pulling up any time now.
Yeah, and, well, during another break, we can show.
We kind of explain the vastness of the area that we were looking at, and it's a large area, and then there's some areas that are really concentrated, and some areas that were sparsely populated with tents. A lot of people
I want to start from the beginning. We're not going to be taking any calls, so we don't even need those. But that's fine. Let's go ahead and start over with you guys here. I have folks that work here in the office do a great job. We have Rob Dew and, of course, Jason Douglas. I sent you guys last Friday out to California. Started in Southern California, San Diego, L.A., moved up to Sacramento. And for the listeners out there tuning in, tell the story. Tell folks what you witnessed, what happened.
All right. You want to go first? Or?
I to fill them in.
Okay, well, we land in Long Beach, and we stayed there the night. We got in kind of late, and the next morning we went to just go shoot some shots and check out a park that was near where we were that supposedly has a lot of homeless to try to find out, you know, the tent city areas around there. And so we wake up and we're shooting stuff, and we hear these cadences and marchings, and we look over, and it's these group of youths in white T-shirts and shorts, and they were being bused in by the sheriff's department, and they were doing exercises and talking. There's three busloads of people, plus there were other vans and sheriff's police cars. It was all sheriff's department
stuff. What was this? I haven't even heard of this.
Well, there was so much to see. I mean, that was the first thing we saw when we got up the next morning.
Some type of youth brigade thing.
It's something like that.
Did you get footage of that?
Oh, yeah. We have lots of footage of that.
What is this insanity?
and then we even brought the cameras over, and I set it down and pretended like it wasn't on. Aimed it right at the guy. Said, "Hey, you know, we're just from Austin, Texas. We're out here shooting some footage. You know, what's going on?" And he kind of laid it out. It's a program that where the sheriffs, it's sort of their youth outreach for people who want to go into law enforcement. Try to convince people to go into law enforcement. They bring them out there on Saturdays and they do marches and cadences and exercises and running. I guess they're running up and down the pier. They were doing all kinds of stuff.
And that all sounds reasonable, but the state's out of control.
Sure.
This is what Russia, China, everybody did. They get them while they're young.
Right, right. And it seems like, because I had actually heard of this where I was from in Louisiana, they had the same thing like this.
No, it's going on everywhere. It's Secure Corps, but they do it locally with the federal dollars. They train them in warrant apprehension, gun confiscation. That's been in the news.
I mean, these kids all look like they would be ready to follow any order they were given.
Yeah, they were very serious.
They were very serious.
So. How old were they?
What would you say, 14?
14 to maybe 17.
Exactly like Russia.
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely, you know, and they were all in march, in cadence, doing the thing. And
it was
and
a well-oiled machine.
Yeah.
Email us and tell me which one of my films, is it Police State, Three Total Enslavement, or is it Masters of Terror, where I have the Russian newscast in English, where it goes, these guys, these children are ready to get tough on tax cheats. Shows like 14-year-olds practicing karate chops, and they send them to government homes to be trained for this.
Wow.
We ought to pull that up.
Yeah, that was amazing. That was just the first part of the day. And then we spent the rest of the day driving around L.A., looking at these spots. Jason's from, you know, L.A., and, you know, I want you to tell him a little bit about that, driving around L.A.
Yeah, I basically went to all the hot spots where I know there's high concentrations of homeless. Before we left, and one of the reasons that we went to L.A. was because we kept hearing these stories about the homeless there getting tickets, $154 tickets for being on the street or not having a home.
Illegal camping is what they were.
Illegal camping.
But the illegal aliens are left alone.
Right, right, of course. Yeah. So we just went to all the hot spots where I knew that they should be, and indeed, we didn't see anybody on the street. So we can only suppose that they've either been rounded up.
Well, you said you were told by people that, oh, there was a camp here, but they moved it.
Right.
Now we found out in the L.A. Times, I wish we'd have had this before you left, that was in the news Saturday, that they have one outside L.A.
In Ontario.
In Ontario, yeah, and they're wearing wristbands. They're taking their children, taking their Winnebagos. And then you got the same news report when you're up in Sacramento. Eyewitnesses, stay there, guys. I just want to say, super job. I don't even know if the time we have left in the show be enough to debrief you on this and all you saw, but
yep.
I want you to go through it all in detail as fast as possible when we get back with Jason Douglas and Rob Due. Great info warriors here on the team. We're introducing everybody today.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
We are back live. By the end of the show today, it's going up on InfoWars.com, another exclusive. We'll tell you, it's Alabama and surrounding states. Going to the factory that makes the admitted plastic coffins for the CDC they're putting all over the 50 states. Colorado, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Texas, Michigan. And these are brand new coffins being made and being shipped off to government holding facilities and fields all over the country. And those photos, new ones with all the other mass graves and other coffin videos. And Aaron's listening right now as he uploads all this, doing a great job. Aaron, add a link for people. We've written past stories. Say, here's the company that sold the coffins. They admit it. It's for the CDC and a mass plague. And then maybe put a link in there from the Real Newscaster news story where we had the emergency manager on talking about how the feds told them get ready for mass graves outside Chicago. Okay, I'm going to shove about that. It'll be up on InfoWars.com a few minutes after the show ends or so. I'm going to give Aaron time to get all this up. He's in there scanning like 20 photos. We're allowed to post the photos that were sent to us. It pretty much shows you it's Alabama, so we'll just say that. But the truck driver doesn't want much more than that said. Okay, gentlemen, I'm going to try to sit here and shut up. We're also taping for the film because I want to did you guys interview each other while you were out there about what you were seeing and witnessing?
A little bit, but not as – I mean, we were trying to concentrate more on the subject matter. And but we did shoot some stuff of us driving around.
Yeah, it's just this film's going to be cinema verite with no voiceover. But that's great. We'll interview you here.
Yeah.
It's just better in the field.
Right.
But I didn't give you – it was so quick, I didn't really give you directions. I said,
yeah,
get
towards
out there.
The end we started doing that.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, the whole trip kind of evolved as, you know, as we went on. We finished up, you know, searching around L.A. We ran into a guy – who and I think I talked to you this about on the air, who was losing his small business, and he had taken a second mortgage out on his home, and he was a massage teacher. He had opened up a massage school.
Well, let's do it this way. Let's stop right here because I just started thinking to tape this.
Okay.
Start over, you know, what you did, what you witnessed, kind of run through it, and then the key stuff, they're grabbing their kids, they're grabbing their cars,
okay.
And then the illegal aliens are above the law. I mean, break down just everything. You got the floor. I'm just going to sit back.
Okay. Well, that morning, we started off in Long Beach, and we witnessed the, you know, kind of Obama Youth Brigade type activity going on at the dock, or at the heart, was it the wharf? The wharf there, and that was interesting, and then we were driving around Long Beach. And then we went into L.A. Where are the places we went? Jason knows L.A.
We came through downtown, and I took him off to see, you know, some of the hotbeds. We went through Watts and South Central, just looking around there. We went downtown L.A. Mm-hmm. We went to the east side and looked at some murals that I've seen before, which
pretty interesting.
Very sort of anti-propaganda. We have some crazy shots over there.
And then we went to, we stopped by a cemetery, and they're,
National Cemetery.
Yeah, and they're digging more graves there, a lot more. And, and then we finished up heading out into Sacramento. Before that, we met this guy, Dr. John, and he told us his story, and we'll have video of all that. He made this big sign, and he's actually had people coming in because of this sign and talking about the bailout and AIG, mm-hmm. coming in agreeing with him, you know, that Obama's not doing a good job, and, you know, he doesn't see a lot of people, and he actually voted for Obama. And he, you know, a lot of these people that we talked to, they think Obama is going to save them. They really are out of touch. We met a guy in Venice Beach who was, you know, saying the same things. He thinks Obama's going to do it. They're aware of the corruption that's going on, but they don't see the difference between Obama and, you know, the corruptors. You
well,
know,
it's
the
crazy bankers. In the same breath that they'll say something like, oh, I can't believe Obama did this, or what about, you know, we don't agree with the bailouts. They'll say, but Obama's going to save us.
Yeah. I mean, they're
even
totally
though they
brainwashed.
Just said, I mean, you know, some of the things that he's doing wrong.
The mass brainwashing is there. And then we went up to Sacramento. We got there early in the afternoon, following the map. We drove around. We ended up in this little neighborhood, kind of a mixed-use industrial neighborhood that has some, you know, kind of like machine shops, some concrete mixing plants and stuff, and then two streets of houses, really nice-looking houses, middle-class-looking,
really
you know, yeah. And then you see a bunch of people walking up this bike path, and we're like, I bet that's where it is. So we walked up there. We just took the little camera with us the first time because we weren't sure what kind of reception we would get. And, you know, we walk up, walking around, there's a ton of people up there. I mean, they really are everywhere, and they've created a little community. If you guys want to pull up the map now, this might be a good time to show the map that we have. And, you know, they really did, you could see the numbers on there. The red sections are areas where there were tents. The green car, that's where we would park and walk up. So there's the first section there called the Snake Pit, which had about 25 people in it and 25 tents. We're counting tents, not people, because the numbers of people go up and down. And then you walk across the train tracks, and then you hit a little sliver right next to the river is a levee. And then on the other side of the levee, they're not allowed to camp on the levee to the river because that's parkland, and they get tickets for that. So they camp on this other side. And the big 85 section, that is the section that even the homeless people, they called it the ghetto, the other ones that were there. And they said, don't go in that area at night unless you know somebody or you're with somebody.
Right.
And
while we were there, there was an actual fire that broke out.
Is it fair to say that's a racial enclave?
We saw mainly a mixture of whites and blacks.
In 85?
In there. And then overall, I would say it was more probably 70% white, 30% black, about that. And then out of that,
it was
maybe another
younger.
Yeah, the younger black kids lived in that area. And then, but there were some white people in there. And then you go where the star was, is a guy that we met. He actually was pulling electricity off of the radio tower, and he was the only camp there that had electricity.
With permission from the person who owns that plot, where the radio right. tower is. See, there's several corporations that own this area.
It's not all owned
by
one person.
And they all overlap on top of each other. There's the railroad. There is SMUD, which is the Sacramento Municipal Utilities District.
Yep.
And
Parks and Recreation.
Parks and Recreation, which own the levee.
Right.
Well, give us the rest of the tour, but then I want to get into grabbing the kids, grabbing the cars, okay. And that's the key. And then what happens yeah. at this facility they are trying to make them go to?
Right. So there's a lot of facilities there, actually, that are there for the homeless. Right across, you go through the neighborhoods and cross 16th Street, and then you have the Loaves and Fishes, the Salvation Army. The places that are set up, they give these guys a hot meal. You can see the fish. That's kind of where that area is. And you know, they're allowed to get a shower, they eat, and then where the X is actually the pickup spot for the guys, where they take you, to the nighttime facility that they have to be there at 3 p.m. They bus them in. When they get there, they, pat them down, they wand them down with, you know, to check for stuff. They look through their bags, bring them in, they give them one meal, and then at 5 a.m, they wake them all up and bring them back out to the street. And we have video of all of that taking place. And actually where they take them to is this place called the Cal Expo Center. And it's an old, it's a giant, huge events arena.
It's the state fairground.
Yeah, the state fairground with a fair.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a very big area, but what they've done is converted a building
right.
and a miniature golf course.
Right. That was also a miniature
golf course. So it's very surreal. You know, you have this guarded building and palm trees and this miniature golf course and then people funneling in, and apparently they're severely searched and controlled.
And they can't keep anything. They're not allowed to really – they're allowed to have – bring one bag with them at the bus site where they get picked up. They can park their bicycle in, like, one other bag of stuff. So, I mean, if you're going to try to better yourself, I don't see how you can do it owning two bags of articles and a bike and not having any other possessions.
So they're telling them you can't live out here in the shanty town. We're going to force you into the camp. But you're saying the camp only holds 150 people.
Right.
They have to leave at 5 a.m., be there at 3 p.m. to be bussed in. They're searchlight prisoners. And then it's hard to have a job during those hours.
Right.
But then meanwhile, there's massive harassment of those that do have cars. They're trying to have a job and save money while they live in the shantytown. Let's go over the type of stuff they go through.
We met a guy named Jason. And the first night we were there, actually, and we ended up interviewing him three times because, you know, for one reason or another, thought we could get a better, you know, sound recording of his interview.
Yeah, it's chaotic out there, so it's really hard to get a good
It's really windy, too. But so Jason, he was had some problems, and he bought a Winnebago and had, you know, outfitted it out. He had lost his job.
Yeah, he bought it really inexpensively
right.
and then was, you know, fixing it up, spending all of his money on getting it running.
Right.
And neglected to get the $300-$400 insurance.
Right. And he got pulled over and didn't have insurance, so they pulled him out. They towed it away, and this is about 7 months ago or so, 6 weeks ago, something like that. In January. That's what it was. And so that happened to him there, and then I guess he had gotten some money to go get it out, and they had already auctioned it off. So within 2 weeks, they had sold all of his possessions off.
I know there's laws. I think you're supposed to have a few months before they do that.
Yeah. I mean, apparently they probably just thought they could pull one over on this guy. And you know, when you don't have a network of anything, it's real easy to get taken advantage of. Yeah.
And it wasn't just a vehicle that had a few of his things. I mean, this Winnebago had his entire life in it.
Yeah.
He said there were computers, a DVD player. You know, everything that you would have in your home.
And the police wouldn't let him have that.
No, they took it all.
And not only that, they
took all of his stuff. They left him on the side of the road.
Now, start over. We're taping with the film. Go ahead.
Okay. So go ahead. Jason.
So, yeah, we meet Jason, and he's telling us his story about, you know, fixing up this Winnebago, being unable to afford the insurance. So he was driving around. It was about a month after he got it. And driving around without insurance, got pulled over. The police had this whole rigmarole where, you know, they were playing good cop, bad cop.
Yeah.
One guy was saying, oh, yeah, we're not going to tow you away. And then finally, in the end, it came out that, yes, they were going to take all of his stuff. They were going to tow him and leave him on the side of the road.
With the clothes on his back.
With the clothes on his back.
That's
not,
really all
you can
have.
I drop you somewhere? No. The clothes on your back, just fend for yourself.
And so somehow he ends up in Tent City, and he'd been living there for a while, and he lived with this one guy who the guy had the electricity. He was living with him for a while, and then he moved into another tent. And he's, you know, this guy used to be a sales manager for a floor tile and adhesive company.
The reason this is so important is that here's a guy who was lower middle class.
Yeah.
He gets down on his luck. He tries to get a Winnebago to live in to get a lower grade job and build money back up to get on his feet.
Sure.
This happened to tens of millions of our ancestors, many of them still living in the Great Depression.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Grapes of Wrath, that movie's based on real things that happened. It's even worse. 7 million starved to death, according to major university studies. And that was when 90% of us were self-sufficient. So a large portion of those that weren't died.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't arrest you for trying to pull off the road or live in, you know, the bushes somewhere in a tent as long as you were nonviolent.
Mm-hmm.
They did have bonus marchers who'd been living for years in D.C. That they then sent in Eisenhower as a young captain, and the colonel, of course, a World War I hero, was MacArthur. And they wrote him down, shot him, killed him to get rid of that shantytown. Because they were there saying we were promised our bonuses. So this has happened a few times before. But the issue here is then the police come, grab his home and his equipment, his computers, everything he's got, won't let him have it, and then take it away, and now he's just completely blown away.
Pretty much. And he had gone into the shelters. He was, you know, with a smile on his face, he was explaining how they search him and how they wand him down and pat him down, and that it's for his safety and this and that. We met another guy.
And to them, being treated like this is completely pedestrian now.
Yeah. Yeah, they seem to not they think it's for their safety. We met another guy, a younger a black gentleman who was getting ready to get on the bus and go there, and we're asking him, you know, why do you do it? He's like, well, it's safe. He's like, I don't go to that tent city because it's dangerous. So they've told him that it's dangerous over there. Meanwhile, we're walking around there at 11:30 at night after interviewing people, and you know, we never got attacked. I never felt threatened in any way while we were there.
Well, statistically, take the Superdome. They made people high and dry go to it.
Right.
And then didn't give them any aid. There were rapes and murders because the police stood down.
Mm-hmm.
And as this gets worse and worse, this is going to exacerbate. Now, guys, I just IM'd you a story I want you to put up on screen. It's L.A. Times headline, because this is separate. This is the L.A. Times this weekend. This is the headline is Ontario residents only at Tent City. And since they've changed the headline, that's where it was, a headline about wristbands. That's how I was able to pull this up. And it says in here they take their children, CPS them, they take their dogs, and in this article they take their cars and RVs.
Wow.
And so, it's in this story. I'm going to put it up on screen. So this is happening everywhere. Specifically, what were the stories you heard about them taking children?
One lady we interviewed the last day we were there, she had her daughter, and you know, a lot of this is like kind of afterthought. Oh, my kids got taken away, and you know, and it was because they got her mom to testify against her.
Yeah, there's various stories, but the main one that I kept hearing was turning grandparents against their children.
Right.
And then taking away those, you know, the grandchildren, thinking that they're going to get the grandchildren, but then they just end up going into the system.
Right.
Well, how that propaganda works, I've noticed in all these different sitcoms and TV shows and dramas, the grandparents call the CPS, and they show you on TV every night on different shows. I mean, it's everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And that's one microcosm example.
Those Law and Order type shows, they show that.
Exactly, like, oh, call the police, your neighbor, we saw they had a gun in their house, when most places in the country a gun's not illegal. Right. It's all based in New York or something, right. You know, in the drama. And so they think, oh, I'm going to get the grandkids, you know, my daughter's a drunk or whatever. And then, no, the state's supposedly going to give it to family. No, they're going to get more money keeping it institutionalized. So folks need to know. That isn't how this is going to work.
Yeah, they're going to get shammed. And, you know, there are at least four or five stories that we talked to with women who they had their kids and or you know, they were taken away, or their grandkids have been taken away. And, you know, it's really sad. It was a really sad place to be. And it's sad because you see these people trying to make a community for themselves and doing the best they have. And, you know, they're just being given the runaround. And they're really that area. There's really nothing going on there. They're not building, although there was some construction on the back part. But it used to be the city dump back in the 20s and 30s. So
the issue is it's going to get worse and worse.
Yeah.
And they've announced FEMA camps for the homeless, where you'll basically be prisoners.
Right.
And you're not allowed to be on the streets. So, and when you were in L.A., you said you talked to folks. Well, there was a shanty town at this park, but now they came and took them away.
Yeah.
And we have the L.A. Times. I want to put it on screen for folks watching. You know, Google Ontario residents only at Tent City. This is the L.A. Times. You scroll down to the bottom of the first page. It's a multi-part story. It'll talk about how they take their dogs, take their children, take their cars, and they're using the cars to get to jobs.
Yeah.
Most people had apartments or homes, lost their job. They're trying to build up money, and they say in here, I'm trying to get back on my feet. I was a month away from being able to get an apartment, and now I'm destroyed.
Yeah.
See, so it's right there in the article for anybody that wants to go read it. They're kidnapping their children. They're taking their dogs. But the key to all of this, you said they folks brought this up when you asked them. And so I want to go back over that now because this is important. They're pointing out the illegal aliens, they cannot have driver's license. They cannot have insurance. The police are in the news all the time saying if we arrest them, the judges just let them go. But they know citizens are in the system. They'll put up with it.
Right.
And so that was an illegal alien. They wouldn't impound with no insurance that Winnebago. So talk about that.
Right. Well, one thing we did notice is that there were no Hispanics in this. I didn't see any Hispanics. There was a couple non-whites, non-blacks. They were kind of,
maybe Pacific Islander.
Pacific Islander type. But there was no illegal aliens around, and we actually didn't see too many in that area at all.
Well, that's because illegal aliens come from a real third world country. And Americans in a few years will know how to live. They live in 10-15 to a house. They don't pay any taxes, none of the system, and a lot of them go and get on welfare, so that's why they're driving brand new cars around.
Mm-hmm.
And then they save enough money to buy houses.
Right.
So they know what they're doing. But cattle Americans don't. Stay there. I want to end the show with this, and then we'll have to have it in part two tomorrow or something at the end of the last hour, because I want to fully debrief you guys. I mean, when we sent reporters there to get you a bird's eye view, we have all this footage. It's going to be in the new Obama film. Don't forget, Friday, I'm going to do 2 hours on the concentration camps, but not just that, how Popular Mechanics and Lynn Becker are going to try to debunk it with straw men.
There is growing evidence that Americans would have better health and a lower incidence of cancer and fibrocystic disease of the breast if they consumed more iodine. Nutriodine iodine is formulated to work with your body to help to stimulate proper hormonal balance and can assist in detoxification from fluoride, bromide, and chloride toxins and helps provide protection from radioactive iodine from nuclear fallout. Nutriodine is made with a proprietary high-energy field from pure crystalline iodine. Nutriodine should be used by all ages every day. If you suffer from chronic fatigue, low thyroid, and mitochondria function, or if you just want to feel better from day to day, Nutriodine drops are for you. There are several forms of iodine. Nutriodine is the only trusted source. Available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Don't worry. This show is documented.
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Folks, we're almost out of time. I want you to get a pen and paper. There's some key info coming up in a moment. We're going to have you guys back in for 30 minutes or so tomorrow to finish telling the whole story of what you saw. But you told me that without you even having to ask over the phone when I talked to you, that they were acutely aware that illegal aliens didn't get their cars taken, weren't under the same rules.
Right. We spoke with a couple people. One guy, his name was Tigger, and then there was a lady named Cece, and that was about the same time. They had a little rant about how they had seen the preferential treatment to the illegal aliens, and they went into a story an experience that they had, but they were aware of the way the regular citizens are treated differently than the illegal aliens. And we also met a guy who, his name was Axel, who had been out there homeless for about, 13 years or so. And he was acutely aware of the New World Order and the banking system. This guy was, he sounded like one of your listeners, but he had never heard of you. And, he was aware of everything. And he was even telling us, get rid of your 401k, buy gold and silver.
He was schooling us.
But you said he still liked Obama.
Right.
He's like, I think Obama could do a good job. I think he's gonna save us. But then he would go, but he lies about everything.
He would point out the things that he had done wrong.
He would point out all the lies that Obama.
And in the same breath, but I still hope. I still hope.
Yeah, they still have hope because I think that's the one thing that they have on.
You guys did a fabulous job. I'm gonna have you back on at least for 30 minutes tomorrow. Thank you.
All right. And we'll write an article about this that'll have everything. It'll be like the expose. 5-page article.
Yeah, well, a lot of folks aren't worried about it because, that's not me. Folks, they did the least of us. They do all of us.
Tell you what, it's the future. The tent cities is where a lot of us are going to end up. And, know your neighbor. That's all I can say.
Yeah, it's community.
Absolutely. My God. Family. That's why they've broken up family, because that's the unit that would say that the Hispanics have that, so they're not in the tent cities. And that's why the establishment leaves them alone. Okay, we're almost out of time. We got this big FEMA camp plastic coffin story, breaking news, up on Infowars.com the next 10, 15 minutes. We couldn't get it up by the end of show, but look for that. I covered the Queen, the Obama bowing to her, them treating him like crap. Even CNN admitted, get out of there, with Prince Philip. That's all coming up. Got some breaking news on some of the gross things Queen Elizabeth does in the first hour in the restreams at Infowars.com and a bunch of other informative guests. The last minute and a half, I wanted to bring Ted up. He hadn't been on in like a week. Gold is right up there at 920, rising, going back and forth. They are devaluing the dollar. They've announced they're going to kill it. Global currency. Folks, you are insane if you don't put some of your liquid assets, stocks, bonds, 401ks, and gold and silver and physically hold it. The news is admitting you should do it now, but saying buy gold stocks. Whatever, folks, you want to physically hold it. Ted's got an incredible deal today. Ted, tell folks the deal you've got.
Yeah, right now what I have, again, I've got the British sovereigns at 272, I have the francs at 218. Gold has been up as high as 935 today. Obviously, with the protests and everything that's going on in that G20, Russia calling for gold as a back, for the world currency. I mean, there's a lot of things, a lot of reasons to be getting away from the U.S. dollar. But, right now we have the francs at 869. I've got a real good supply of U.S. Eagles now, finally. I've got some of these Panda coins. I have PAMP Swiss bars. I was really able to pick up a good quantity of items here when the things were dipping down there at right around that 910 to 916 level. And I really encourage people to get involved now because, Al, it's just too much trouble. Call us at 800-686-2237. Again, it's 800-686-2237. They really should be getting involved.
And folks, I procrastinate. You procrastinate. I've got to have some money in the bank to run this office, but then I'm always going, but it could implode any time, and they're openly announcing they're going to hyperinflate and devalue. I mean, this is serious times we're coming into. Get gold and silver. Get prepared. Minus Resources, the best deals. Those deals he just offered are insanely good. 1-800-686-2237. And they'll be there, the brokers, until midnight tonight. Give them a call, 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you so much.
Thanks, Alex.
You bet. All right, we're out of here in 5 seconds. Retransmission starts now. Powerful first hour, Infowars.com. God bless you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.